Welcome to the podcast. I am photographer Sid Caesar.
And I'm designer Dave Say.
And welcome to this hot, balmy, sweaty Monday. July 7th. Happy July 7th. Happily July 4th. We're a few weeks behind. I think we missed last couple of weeks
because
we were busy doing junk.
3 weeks or something like that?
It's been 3 weeks?
Yeah, it's been a while.
So, happy July.
Happy July.
Did you have a good 4th
of July? Pretty good 4th of July. Yeah. Sister came up with her longtime boyfriend, Robert. We ate hamburgers and corn every day, except when it was raining.
Yeah.
But yeah, sales. We did our usual. We sat and ate a lot. And
yeah.
This was an interesting test, too, of the living room cafe concept.
Oh, all right.
Because although it's not, it's the floor isn't in and all the tables aren't in, definitely we need some kind of couch back because it's not like post-meal friendly for lounging.
That's true.
So it needs something. Like maybe a small love seat or maybe those club chairs at the curved backs.
Okay.
The short ones. Like they have these ones at the Exit 6 Starbucks that I like. But you can sit in them straight or you can curl up in them, you know, and read a book. Yeah, you know, that kind of thing.
But maybe you have to make a different room, the living room.
Maybe. But the living room is where the kitchen is, and the kitchen is where the dining room table is. So you kind of just want to be in the big room with everybody.
Yeah.
But you want to lounge maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
And instead of going, you know, somewhere else, because the downstairs is going to be more of my private office.
Okay.
And then the upstairs, no one should be going upstairs. Well,
right.
Well, the upstairs is divided up, and when her cat is there, she can't just sort of lounge there with other people because, you know. You know, can't you leave the door open because the cat will get out.
Family thing gets in the way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Messing up your plans.
Yeah, I guess it's part of the social tithing that we do for receiving the greater spiritual benefits of having a family. So, you know. So it's good to check that out.
Yeah.
I did go to that unfinished furniture place, Mills Stores or something like that, up in Amherst.
Oh, yeah?
And because I thought they might have unfinished tabletops.
Yep.
But they don't. I walked in there. So I drove there 15 minutes, walked in, asked someone, said, no, we don't do those. So I left in 2 minutes.
Turn
went home.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Did you utilize any of the condo association's picnic tables or...
No.
Waterfront area? No.
No. There's a lot of bugs out.
Yeah.
My sister kept getting stung by these giant mosquitoes, and she got these big welts, and they swelled up, so we tended to stay inside.
Stupid nature.
Yeah.
Stupid bugs.
Bugs.
Huh.
So, yeah, that's mostly what I did.
Yeah.
Played a little Wildstar.
Yeah.
Did a little bit of work on a secret project logo, which I put into our shared folder for you to inspect.
Yep.
Yeah, that's about it for the weekend.
Yeah.
You know, this is going to be a pretty busy week for me, so try not to freak out about it because there's so much stuff. So what I'm going to do is just going to divide everything up into one-hour chunks.
Okay.
You work on something for an hour, and then work on something else for an hour.
Yep.
Then work on something else for an hour, do that like 4 times, and then see what's left.
Yep.
Yeah, how about you? What's going on?
What did we do?
Did we talk about the your photo workshop?
No. Oh, no, we did not. The June 21st. Wow, it's been a couple of weeks, huh?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we had a small number of people. Gorgeous day. It was like the perfect day out.
Mm.
The exciting thing that happened was Sinahan, who models for me, who I met. I don't know. It seems like I've known her for a long time now.
Probably have long, known her for a long time.
Yeah, she's been sort of the work, quote-unquote, workshop model the last few years that I've been running it. And at the very end, so she's been with her boyfriend Ryan for quite a while. And Ryan is actually an on-air reporter for NHPR.
Cool.
Ryan Lessard. And he's got that great NHPR voice. You know, he's just like, this is Ryan Lessard. So he contacted me and he said he wanted to propose to her and he wanted to know if there was a way that he could do it during the workshop. And I was like, genius idea. And so we worked everything out, and I emailed the people that were taking the workshop and let them know what was going on. And the way that we planned it was when we stopped to break for dinner, I gave him a key to the Picker building. And it turned out him and like a large amount of his family members they went inside and they hid in the loading dock area of the Picker building. And he, we were texting throughout the day, and we were, while we were eating dinner, he would say, okay, we're in the building. Okay. We're hidden. Okay. We're all set. Mm-hmm. And then what I did was I brought the workshop kids back down the alleyway that's between our building and the building next to us. And I did a little setup, and as we walked by, I was making sure I was trying to talk to her and setting up and talking to her and talking to her and setting things up, trying to be as loud as I can. Yep. And while I was doing that, he sort of raised the door to the loading dock. And then I got the scene sort of set up, and I kept backing up, and I kept talking to everybody at the workshop. I was like, you know, I'm trying to find the right composition, and I'm not quite there yet, and I'm backing up, and I'm backing up, and I'm like, I'm kind of there, and, you know, let me try a different lens, and this isn't, yeah, I don't know. And I said, you know, ideally in this shot, if I had somebody else, like two people in the shot, I'm like, that'd be perfect. Mm-hmm. At which point, I'm standing, like, right across from the loading dock door, and he's standing right there looking right at me, so I'm just like, in fact, we have somebody right here, and we pulled them out. And the funny thing is that evidently Sinhan can't see anything and she's not wearing her glasses. So I pull him out and he starts walking towards her, and she doesn't know who it is at first. And she's like, and afterwards she was like, I thought he kind of walks like Ryan. Like, who's this guy?
Yeah.
And then he got there, and I don't think initially she knew it was, you know, like, I thought she was, oh, you're just here for this kind of thing.
Yeah.
At which point he took a box out of his hands and he gave it to her, and she fumbled while she was trying to get it open, and then she got it open, and he grabbed it and opened it and dropped down on a knee, at which point she just, like, she starts to cry. And so we had that. I was taking shots with the light we had set up, and the other three workshop people were trying to take it from different angles. Right. And then, like, 75 of her family members came around the corner with, like,
75.
There wasn't 75, but there was quite a bit. I have a shot that I took from behind the two of them, and it just shows all these people, and they were all taking pictures and stuff. So she was very happy. She had no idea what was going on.
Yep.
And so it went really well. And then I think we did a couple of little quick locations with the two of them, because at that point, like, it was pretty much done. Yep. She couldn't, you know, she was like, and the family members wanted to take them out to eat and stuff like that.
Right, right.
So it was very exciting.
That's great.
I thought it was very cool.
No one's going to trust you now with these wedding things. He might be plotting something. You can't trust him. He might spring a wonderful surprise on you.
Yes.
You gotta have tissue paper with you all the time.
Yes.
Just in case.
I am full of
You're like things. The uncle who gives, like, really great Christmas presents. So now everyone's going to expect really great things from you.
Yeah, like, what are you going to do with this workshop? Yeah. I'm like, oh, I don't know if that's possible.
Maybe we'll get ice cream or something. Really? All right, I'll call my family. They'll be over there right there.
So that was really well. So that was, wow, that was a little while ago. What if we, the 4th of July, like, rained out.
Yeah.
So we actually drove up to Red River Theaters up in Concord, and we went and saw Snowpiercer.
Oh, yeah, how was it?
I thought it was good. I need to see it again because I wasn't aware that where they were screening it was in the smallest theater there.
Oh.
And it's not really a movie theater.
It's like one of those horrible video projection things.
It was a digital projection, and the screen was fairly washed out, and they only had two little, like, ceiling mounted speakers, so there was hardly any sound. And not to knock on them, because they're good people down there. I think I need to go see it again at a like a big theater where, cause you could tell that there was all kinds of, like, bombastic music and all kinds of crazy sound effects, cause it was all fighting and stuff like that.
Oh yeah. So that was more of their documentary room.
That was their documentary room.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think I'm gonna have to go see it again. It was good. It was really interesting. The set designs were really cool. The whole premise is it's the future. Mankind has been obliterated because of global warming and natural disasters. Somebody has created this giant train that is just trains and trains. It's just this giant connected train that endlessly, it never stops. It has this thing called the Eternal Engine, and it has this big track that goes around the world.
The Eternal Engine.
And it does one full loop once a year. And so it's about people living on this train, and each train is sort of compartmentalized of people. So, like, the rich people are up front, and then the poorest people that are, like, are squashed in the back. And it's about how the very furthest train, how some of those people decide to rise up and try to take over the train. Huh. And it's kind of neat, because it's just this constant trying to get to the front, trying to just fight their way to the front. And it was really good. There was some good action scenes. Tilda Swinton is in it, and she was just crazy good. She was just all kinds of, like, crazy good. So that was good. I was really happy with that. But I need to see it again in a bigger theater and stuff. The only thing, the ending was a little, just because they had to sort of They had to explain to you what you had just watched, which is like, you know, it's like, oh, here we go. Okay, they're going to tell us exactly what we just saw for the people that didn't understand what was going on. So it was good, and it was nice. I like science fiction. It's so nice to be able to go and see like science fictiony kind of movies. Like we went and saw Edge of Tomorrow. And I really like that too, except towards the end. It's always the wrapping up. Like it's just they always have a hard time with the wrapping up.
It sort of became a, you know,
a video game.
Yeah, that's kind of a big problem with a lot of science fiction movies these days. Is they, well, one, you've seen this stuff before in video games now, because video game, you know, design has gotten to that point.
Yeah,
you know, that's you're tapping on the same tropes to create action thrills.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Yeah, so I don't know. It'll be interesting to see a science fiction movie that, you know, didn't rely on that.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe if it drew on the humanist roots of 1960s science fiction. But you know what? People would get bored, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I enjoyed it. You know, at a certain point, you go, okay, things are going to blow up a lot. Some people are going to die. And so really the game is like, okay, they might die now or they might die later. Or maybe they won't die.
Right.
But at that point, you've kind of checked out.
Yep. Yeah. So it was good. So we saw some good movies lately. What else is going on? There's like so much stuff to try to catch up on.
Yeah, so check the show notes.
Right. What we got? The new website. So you've been helping me. Well, you've basically been making a new website for me. And that's just about...
Slowly.
Yeah, we've been...
Slowly as possible.
And it's just about done. It's like, I think there's one more page I need to refine.
We're not done yet.
No, it's not you. You laid the groundwork, and the skeleton is there. I just need to flesh out a couple of things.
The barest of skeletons.
But I think it looks really good. Yeah.
Great. So what are we going to do when it's launched?
I don't know.
Well, it's launched now. It's live now.
Well, it's live now, but let me just tidy up the pages before I...
Okay.
Otherwise, people are going to be like, hey, you spelled this wrong, and what's with this? And
yeah.
Yes. So we did that in the 4th of July. We kayaked quite a bit
last
3 or 4 days, yes.
Where do you go kayaking?
One day we went for Sarah's birthday. We went to... it's not Wadley. We went to Clough?
Clough?
Clough State Park.
Where's that?
It's in Ware, New Hampshire.
Ware?
Ware.
No, Ware? Speaking of which, we need to get Mike Weinstein on the show again.
Ware. So that was really nice. It was one of those perfect days. And it's actually a really clean... It's like $4 to get in.
Yeah.
And everything is sectioned. So like the boat ramp is a little ways away. And then they have this whole sort of beach section. And then at the end by this big dam, they have... all the picnic tables, and it's all these really nice. It's really clean. It was really, really nice.
Mm.
So I think we might have to get people to go there sometime during the summer just for like a little thing.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
We can bring the kayaks and let people go kayaking if they want.
I've been thinking about getting a kayak.
Yeah?
Just because I rediscovered that, I rediscovered that my condo association has a really nice kayaking area.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, why not? Although I can't swim, and that's
the
thing.
You should put a jacket on.
Yeah, a big enough life jacket, maybe with a pocket for snacks.
Right.
And then it would be okay.
And you can't tip those things. I mean, if you sit in them correctly, you're...
Those big wide ones? Yeah, those would be hard to tip.
Yeah. Have you been looking, like, online, or...?
I haven't really been looking. It's just been in the back of my mind. It's about the same level as where putting my scooter back together is in terms of priorities. That's going on 4 years now.
Oh, my gosh.
But living room... Cafe has created this huge cleaning initiative, so cleaning out the basement is also including, you know, putting that thing back together and doing something with it.
I bet if you talk to Kentakoga,
he
might give you a hand putting that back together.
It's been a while since I've talked to him.
He likes to wrench on things.
That's true. He likes to wrench on things. Yeah. Maybe we would have a segment with Kentakoga and his wrenching minute.
There you go. Kent is wrenching.
We could pre-record it, and it says, now Kentakoga.
One tip from Kenta every week.
And he would
say
something really dry, and then it would be over, and then we would play the out music.
I just ordered a windscreen for the scooter.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a big one?
Don't
you have one already?
No,
it's like
I don't.
A little tiny thing?
No, it doesn't have one.
Oh, weird. Okay.
So this one's about...
About 2 feet?
About 14 inches, 15 inches high, I think.
Okay, yeah.
And I decided last night after I was riding home from my parents at about 9 o'clock last night, and the amount of bugs that were smashing me in the face, on my cheeks, I was like, all right, I gotta get a windscreen to try to battle this.
They have the full face helmet, so that's not as much of an issue.
Yeah, yeah. And especially now, like, it's the summer, so I sort of trimmed my beard back a little bit and exposed my cheeks because it gets really hot. And I had these big things, like, they were just hitting me right in the cheeks last night. Luckily, I didn't have anything crawling on me when I got home, but right. Just to feel that just, like, splat. I'm like, oh, I don't want to
deal with that. That's the thing I have. I don't really have anything against nature, and I kind of like nature in the abstract.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't really take the bugs or humidity or bugs. Dirt
they're just,
or smells.
They're just, it's just, that's life. Yeah. And
what I really want is just a really nice window. I think that is.
There you go. So what else? What else did we do?
We did the tintype stuff.
We did. My friend Edith Wheeler, who lives in Deerfield, she calls herself Eye of the Maker Photography.
Mm-hmm.
She's been doing wet plate photographs for about 4 years now, and she reached out, and she's working on creating enough portraits for her own show that she's gonna be having in November. So the minute she contacted me, she was like, would you be interested in sitting for me? And I basically will just gobble up any excuse to get next to anybody taking tintype or wet plate. Like, I have to do it.
Yep.
So I was like, yes, I can. So we went over there for a Sunday, you and me and Sarah, and I think we spent all afternoon with her.
Yeah, pretty much.
And she took some wet plates of us, and we took a wet plate of her. And it was good. I love being around that process. Oh, so much, so much. And she does it a little differently from the wedding tintypes that we had done a couple of years ago. Those were they were done on metal, like metal pieces of sheet metal.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she actually makes the photographs right on pieces of glass.
Mm.
And then usually the glass she was using had some sort of like a black backing on it. Like,
yep,
it was like a coated piece of glass,
mm-hmm.
So you could see the image right away.
That's neat.
Other people do the images right on clear pieces of glass, and then afterwards, after they're all varnished and stuff, you put a piece of black felt or something so that they show up.
Right, yep. Right.
And I think also when you do it like that, they also become negatives. So if you actually want to make like contact prints.
That makes sense.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So it went well, and she was really excited, and she wants us to come back in August. We have to pick a date with her to go back.
All right.
And any opportunity I can to go and be around people that do that, because I just love that process so much, and it's amazing.
Yeah, it is. It has me thinking about the kind of, if I want to have a better shirt. And this goes along with the whole like cowboy action shooting persona.
Yep.
Like, I think I talked about this before, right?
Yeah,
about
I think so.
There's this shooting sport where people dress up as cowboys basically, and they do a bunch of these shooting challenges. Like, you know, and the shooting challenges are designed after things that you've seen in like old West movies and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like Black Bart stealing the gold from the train, so you need to shoot that bottle, and then. With your six shooter, and then you need to use your coach shotgun to to get the guy who's like running away or something like that. So it's this kind of, it basically is like LARPing except for like people with guns, I suppose, who love the old West, and everyone has a handle in it.
Yeah.
So I've been thinking about my handle.
Their own character.
Yeah, their own character. I guess this whole character thing has been fascinating, to me. So the one that I want to be is Pork Chop Chang, who has developed over time like the perfect pork chop recipe, and he carries a frying pan strapped to his back and he wears a bowler hat, and so in my mind I'm creating this thing, and so like this has been an excuse to think about it more. But it turns out I have the largest possible head for hats.
You do.
Yeah, we measured it. So you measure your hands at the largest place and divide it by pi.
Yeah.
And then round it to the nearest, or up to the nearest 1/8 inch.
Yep.
And that's your hat size.
Yeah. You're like, what, an extra, extra large?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like,
so, if anybody knows where to get an extra, extra large bowler hat.
Yep.
Or if you have one.
Or if you have one.
Please contact Dave, because he needs it.
You have an enormous head. Yep. And that is from where everything will begin. Let's check some time
Pork
here.
Check, Chang.
We're at the 19-minute mark.
Good.
So we got about 8 minutes to go.
What else? So Sarah and I, this Thursday and Friday, we're actually going down to Brimfield, Massachusetts.
Brimfield.
We're going to the Brimfield Antique Flea Market down there.
That sounds interesting.
I can't remember. like a mile and a half long on two sides of a street. Like,
what?
It's a multi-day thing. So we've already Holy got cow. Our hotel booked. And we're going to go down, and I'll put a link up so you can see how large it is. It looks, wow. It's just huge, Munja. It's just a crazy, crazy big.
Is it like a once a year type of thing?
I think they do it four times a year, and we missed the last one. And then there's this one, and it starts on the 10th, and I think it goes through the whole weekend. And then I think there's one in September, and there might be one in October or something like that. But I think they do it four times a year. So we're going to go down, and we're going to experience this whole thing. We're going down Thursday and Friday so that we can avoid the weekend crowd. Mm. And we've got our hotel booked, and it's like 15 minutes away from where this place is. So it should be kind of cool. And we've been saving our change up. I just cashed in my change at the bank today. So we've got nice. A little wallet full of cash to find all kinds of crazy stuff. And so that should be pretty good. And
yep.
Oh, my God, there's so many things. What else? I think for me, the most exciting thing recently has been the long-awaited Michael Belar and the As Is Ensemble album has finally come out.
New album.
It is out. It is out. Michael has graciously said that we could use any music from the new album.
Excellent.
For our podcast and our intro. And I've already got a little section that I think would be a nice sort of intro, new intro, so that we can plug the record.
I do like our current intro a lot, though.
Yeah.
It's bouncy.
I don't know. I think it's time for a new one.
Time for a new one?
Just really? Change it up a little bit. Make it fresh. Change the logo, you know, like.
Yeah.
Give it a shot and see what it's like. We can always go back to the old one.
We could try it out.
Yeah. Especially, and I figure since he's got the new record, we might as well
That's true.
Find some new music from it.
You need a name. We should really be saying the name of the record, too. What's the name of the record?
It is called Oh No, Oh Wow.
Oh No, Oh Wow.
Oh No, Oh Wow. Uh-huh.
By Michael Belar and
it's the As Is Ensemble,
right? And they're out of where?
New York City. They used to be the house band for Blue Note in New York.
Ah, yeah.
So that's good. And Michael Belar is also going to be up here in Portsmouth on July 17th, I think it is. He's going to be opening for another band. He's just going to be doing some solo stuff. So as soon as I get a date, I'll throw the link up to that too. And everybody in the Portsmouth area who's listening, who can get to Portsmouth, should go check out Michael Belar. And I'm not sure what he's going to. I don't know what he's going to. I don't know. I've never seen him really solo. I don't know if he just plays piano
just
or
solo.
If he.
Oh, that's interesting.
Or if he plays his all his good stuff. But I got to, I stopped by on Saturday at the studio to drop some stuff off, and he had sent a copy of the new album in the mail.
Great.
I will post a link that has the whole album. You can stream it. And it's really good. I think it's the best thing he's done yet. Like, it's the perfect, especially this, like, July 4th weekend where it was so kind of, except for the rain, the really nice days. Like, you just put this thing on and it just fits the groove so well. like, just people hanging out, listening
he's
to
He's got
music.
An incredible groove.
He does.
Yeah.
Yes, it's like, does.
You just kind of wish that you could be like him, but you know, you know that, like, he just does it naturally and
There's
better.
Only one. Belar.
The one and only. This is a good place to segue into other music stuff. Elise McDonald has her piano karaoke coming up on Wednesday.
Yay!
If we get this podcast out on Tuesday, then people will know about Wednesday.
Yes.
But she's been doing this for, I guess, a couple of years now in the area. But she's done this, the piano live accompaniment for the music playing. So you go up there. It's at the Community Music School here in Nashua. You go in there, you plunk down your $5 to sit in, and people just bring music up, and she says, like, I can play that, or I can muddle my way through it, and then she does it. And she always has this interesting commentary on the sources and the origins of the music, so that's interesting, too. Plus, the people who are performing there, they just really love performing. It's more like a workshop than it is like a bar scene karaoke thing.
Yep.
You know, people are there working on their music, and it's like a very comfortable, friendly kind of place. And like, I'm not the one to be very comfortable with that kind of stuff, but I keep going there because it seems comfortable. And then maybe one day I'll work up the ultimate Dave playlist, which you had to help me with because you know all the 80s music.
Yes.
Yeah, and maybe we'll figure out how to get you down there sometime. Because you've got the music in your soul.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. If you can bust through this, you can bust through a lot of things.
Anything, really. Yeah. No, I can't sing in front of people. That's no.
But if you could, think of all the doors that would open. Think of all the doors that would close.
Yeah, exactly.
All the people you got to get over away. That.
Stampedes of people running.
Yeah, there's a wide range of musical styles there. At least you're allowed to just sit in and listen. They won't hassle you about it.
Yeah.
So that's what I did for the first few times. So I just go now there because there's like just people who love the music, and it's really instructive for me to see like, oh wow, this person really loves the music from this particular songwriter or this play or this musical or, you know, for whatever, and they have deep attachments to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's an interesting insight into just how people work, I guess.
Yeah.
For me, I've never had deep attachments to music, to lyrics, I would say. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's something that I've been trying to be more aware of.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's kind of weird.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll have to do our music review podcast at some point. Mm. Just the weird music we've been listening to.
Yeah.
Sometime. Prepare some musical clips.
Yeah, do some little blurbs or something. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought.
What else has been going on?
You were telling us about your WildStar community thing that you did.
I'm turning into a virtual theater nerd. I think that's what's happening. And so WildStar is this massively multiplayer online role-playing computer game. And so you run around and you shoot things and you level up and then you get more powerful over time. But the part of it about that that has been appealing to me is that you create this character, and the character designer in the bit of the program that allows you to create what your character looks like is actually like pretty good in this one. And unlike a lot of computer games, this is the first one I've seen where the characters actually look like they're smiling instead of like looking all grim and like they've got like, you know, they're carrying the world's most depressing hernia on their shoulders like that.
They're all serious.
I am grim. I am Captain Depressing.
Don't judge
me. It's all like Mass Effect 3 or, you know, like any of those sort of games. You know, everyone's drama. Yeah, but this game, like, the characters look like Bugs Bunny. And so, like, that's been really appealing. So I made a blue cat character that I really liked because, actually, I saw the character somewhere else in the game and said, I need to make one like that. And I made that. And so I enrolled on the role-playing server, which is where all these other people are there. And so the role-playing community is basically a bunch of people who have their characters, and instead of just playing the game, they're actually putting themselves into their characters and, you know, ad-libbing dialogue and making up backstories and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because I've been doing that, and it's been interesting because it reminds me of when I was a freshman in college, because I have no idea how this RP stuff works.
Mm-hmm.
And so who am I? What am I doing? what role do I want to play?
What's my motivation?
And then getting to know these people at the same time.
Yeah.
So that's been interesting. And the other part has been everyone in there actually is really entrepreneurial because they want to make a cool character. They want to make a cool backstory. They want to be a part of this community. And this has been rubbing off on me in real life.
Yeah.
So I've been smiling more. I've been engaging people in conversation more. It's been interesting kind of just sort of breaking... or, like, you know, mold-breaking thing for me. So, unexpected boons. And just, like, I just keep looking for, like, better clothes all the time. Like, hours and hours. Like if I complete this quest, maybe I'll get, like, a cool hat.
Role play.
Yeah, it's all about the hats.
Yes, it is.
It is all about the hats. You like hats.
I love hats.
Yeah.
I've always worn hats.
Yeah. See, I can't find hats.
And I'm not bald. Everybody's like, you wear hats too much, you're going to go bald.
If anyone deserves a hat, it's me. Yeah, but I have this giant melon, so nothing fits on it.
We'll have to find you a hat.
Yeah.
A bowler hat. That would look interesting.
Anyway.
Yeah. So, all right, we're going to wrap it up?
Yeah, we're going to wrap it up.
Awesome.
I think we got through the whole list for once.
I know we did. You didn't go over your Groundhog Day resolutions.
Oh, it is today, Groundhog resolutions. I haven't even written them yet, so maybe I'll talk about that next week on the Unnamed Podcast.
On the Unnamed Podcast with David Say and Sid Caesar. All right, well, I guess that's going to wrap it up for this week. Until next week, this is photographer Sid Caesar.
And I am designer Dave Say.
And we will see you all, hopefully, next week.
Yeah.
And we can talk about the flea market.
Yeah, that's cool. Maybe some music stuff.
Going to be exhausted. Yeah, if we can get that new music thing, we can debut our new opening and give a plug and all that good stuff. Music provided by Michael Bellar in the As Is Ensemble. Visit him at michaelbellar.com. Check in the show notes, and we will put in a link for his new album that you can stream online. And then you can throw a few bucks his way and buy a copy of the CD or digital download. Oh, yeah!
Yeah.
All right, we'll see y'all later.
Bye.
Bye. Woo.